And during this hour, in just a bit, we'll be welcoming in the host of NPR's Talk of the Nation, Neil Conan. We'll welcome your questions for Neil about the work he does for NPR and your thoughts on media coverage of the presidential race. Plus, we'll get the lowdown on Neil's visit to Wisconsin next weekend. Neil will be visiting Beloit and Prairie du Sac and also attending an open house right here at Vilas Hall in Madison that you are invited to attend on Sunday, February the 24th from 10 until noon. But first, time to get an update on our soon-to-conclude winter membership drive with Wisconsin Public Radio's talk director, Cheryl Gasser. Good morning, Cheryl.
Good morning, Joy. Glad to be here on this last weekday of the drive. It all ends tomorrow. This is really your last chance to pledge your support for everything you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio, but specifically the Joy Cardeen program. Weekday mornings, you wake up with joy, you are entertained, you're informed, you're educated, you learn something new every day, and that's why we're here to ask for your support at 800-383-9772. We have a goal this hour of $2,000. That's been our goal in this 6 o'clock hour, and we've made some, and we've fallen short on this last weekday of the drive. It would be great to exceed that goal.
I'm hoping we can exceed that goal, given that it is the last day, and given I know if you're like me, you put things off until the very last minute. Well, this is the very last minute. And if you're a regular early morning listener to Wisconsin Public Radio, you have on the Ideas Network every morning when you get up as you're getting ready for work and having your coffee. And you've been thinking, as we've been talking to you all week long, you know, I'll get around to it. I'm going to make that pledge this time around, or it's time to renew my pledge. I'm going to call in. This is the time to do it. This is the last day of the Winter Pledge Drive, the last weekday of the Winter Pledge Drive. 1-800-383-9772, the number that you can call and talk to a friendly volunteer to say, yes, I would like to pledge this much to support the programming on Wisconsin Public Radio. And I say this much because you get to decide how much.
Absolutely. Any amount makes you a member of Wisconsin Public Radio. Every pledge is important. The most important decision, though, is that you decide to become a member at any level. But might I suggest the $10 a month level? We will be happy to send you the member benefit card. It is a year-long benefit of membership to Wisconsin Public Radio. It gives you two-for-one entrees at hundreds of restaurants around the state, two nights for the price of one at bed and breakfast, two-for-one admission at arts and cultural events, museums, symphonies, and the like, again, all around the state, and online shopping discounts as well. This is a great hour to call in and pick up the member benefit card or pledge at any level, WPR.org, 800-383-9772. The important thing is that you become a member at whatever level is comfortable for you.
You know, another level you might want to consider pledging at is a dollar a day, a $365 pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio. And yes, we know it's a leap year, so there's actually 366 days this year, but we'll give you a day free. A $365 pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio, the dollar a day level. We have a special invitation for you, and it's tonight. So not a lot of time for you to figure this one out, but you know, tonight at the Concourse Hotel in Madison, there's a wonderful political event. It's We the People Wisconsin, which is a civic journalism partnership involving Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television, WISC-TV in Madison, the Wisconsin State Journal, Wood Communications Group, WISPolitics.com, all the media partners in this civic journalism partnership that has been putting together town hall meetings and debates during political years among the various candidates for governor and Senate, and even starting off with a presidential primary debate back in 1992 involving Bill Clinton at the time. We're celebrating 15 years of doing this tonight at a gala reception at the Concourse Hotel from 6 until 8 this evening. This is going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to be there. Cheryl, you might be there.
I might be there. I hope you'll be there.
And I know that Michael Leland, our news director, is going to be there. Sean Johnson, our state government reporter, is going to be there. I know that Matt Rothschild, the editor of the Progressive Magazine and one of our regular Week in Review guests, will be there. Tom Still, who is also a Week in Review guest and the former associate editor of the Wisconsin State Journal, he's going to be there. Bill Krause, one of our longtime friends here at Wisconsin Public Radio and regular guest, is also going to be there now. So Bill Krause will be there. Ed Garvey, who is our guest for the Week in Review after 8 o'clock, he wants to be there. He has a speaking engagement that he's going to try to get there in time before it ends, but we don't know. We don't know if Ed's going to be there or not. Other politicians, state politicians, the lieutenant governor is going to be there. We did invite all the presidential campaigns to have candidates or representatives there. No presidential candidates have confirmed that they're going to be there, but it's still going to be a lot of fun with some food and some drink and lots of political talk, and we would like you to be there, too, for a pledge of $365 to Wisconsin Public Radio. We'll have the tickets waiting for you at the door. 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
And we should mention to listeners, Joy, we only have 6 tickets left.
Oh, good,
so
yeah.
If you want to come, you know, you want to bring someone along, please call now. Don't wait, because those tickets may be gone by the time you get around to making that call. 800-383-9772 or WPR.org. $1 a day for the event this evening. What a wonderful way to celebrate all the politics that you enjoy, that Joy brings to you day after day. You learn something new every day. And this is a great hour if you're a Talk of the Nation fan. What a great hour to make your pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio. Neil Conan will be joining us in just a few moments. You'll get a chance to talk to him, sort of turn the tables and hear what he has to say about the issues of the day and ask him questions. That's what Wisconsin Public Radio allows you to do hour after hour with great guests like Neil. 800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
That's right. Access to great guests like Neil Conan. You get to call in and ask your own question. Too shy to call in. It's great to listen to the questions being asked by others or the viewpoints of others. We also bring you political candidates, candidates running for office. Invites have gone out to all of the presidential candidates. We've had some of them on in the past. Certainly, I had Bill Richardson on this program, and other programs have talked to Ron Paul and to Dennis Kucinich, and
we have invites out to
Barack
everyone.
Obama was also interviewed earlier in the season. So we bring you access to the candidates and to the analysts and to the activists and to guests with who have something to say, who know a lot, and you do too. You know that public radio is listener supported, and this kind of programming is worth your pledge of support of any amount. 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
You'll definitely want to hear this interview coming up with Joy and Neil Conan. So make that call now, 800-383-9772. It takes just a couple minutes. You can also pledge online at WPR.org. We just need to know who you are, how much you'd like to contribute, and how you would like to pay for it. And don't worry, we don't share your information with anyone. It's kept completely private. We don't sell it. We don't trade it. We value your membership in Wisconsin Public Radio, and we're asking you now during this last weekday of the drive to make your contribution.
Thanks very much, Cheryl. We're going to check our weather forecast, which includes the words bitterly cold, and then we will welcome in Neil Conan, host of NPR's Talk of the Nation, to answer your questions about talk radio, maybe how public radio talk radio is different than commercial talk radio. And we want you to call in and ask your question sooner rather than later, as we have limited time with Neil. The number to call if you have a question for Neil Conan, or if you want to talk with Neil Conan, 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine with you on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 17 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, February the 15th. Thanks for your calls with pledges of financial support on this last weekday of our winter pledge drive. Now, call in with your questions for Neil Conan, host of NPR's Talk of the Nation. Do you ever wonder how Talk of the Nation selects topics or guests or callers to be a part of the program? Do you have any kudos or maybe even some gripes about how Talk of the Nation is covering the presidential race or the politics of the day? Do you think public radio is liberal or not liberal enough? an example of some of the questions you might have. Call 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, or you can send an email to talk@wpr.org. Neil will answer your questions about his work for NPR and about his visit to Wisconsin next weekend. Neil will be in Beloit a week from today and in Prairie du Sac next Saturday and here in Madison at Vilas Hall, where our Wisconsin Public Radio studios are located here on the UW-Madison campus for a Wisconsin Public Radio open house. We'll give you more details on each of those events in just a few moments, but first, let me welcome in Neil Conan. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
It's great to have you with us.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, you're going to be narrating this program called First Person Stories from the Edge of the World next Friday at Beloit College and as a part of the Fences exhibit at the River Arts Center in Prairie du Sac on Saturday night. What is First Person Stories from the Edge of the World?
Oh, it's a wonderful program that we've produced in cooperation with National Geographic. We debuted there at the Grosvenor Auditorium here in Washington, D.C. Last April. It's readings from the travels, great travelers, their memoirs, their letters, their diaries. It's me and an actress named Lily Knight. Great music performed by a wonderful group called Ensemble Galilei. And it's all set to these amazing images taken from the National Geographic archives. You can't imagine what a pleasure it is to go down and loot their pictures. So, for example, we tell the story of Commander Peary's expedition to the North Pole 100 years ago from the vantage point of Matthew Henson, who's an African-American from Maryland originally and was on that expedition. And the pictures are of that expedition.
Wow.
You see Matthew Henson and Commodore Peary and everybody else. It's amazing stuff.
Yeah. So how did you get involved with this?
I've been working with them for a number of years. This is the second program. We were in Madison a couple of years ago to do another show called A Universe of Dreams, so people might remember that one. So we're looking forward to another visit back, though I just heard the weather forecast.
I certainly hope it's not going to be that way next weekend, you know, but this winter, every other day, it's snow or cold, so we'll keep our fingers crossed that the weather will be much better next weekend.
Yeah. I hope so.
Why would you encourage people to see this?
It's... people who come and see the program tell me that they're just swept away. It's a travelogue to a lot of places many of us have not had the opportunity to visit. It's also inspirational in terms of listening to the reasons why Charles Darwin went around the world on HMS Beagle, and he confesses his doubts at various times about that Jacques Cousteau becoming the deepest independent diver that had ever gone down, the first man to go to 300 feet below the surface of the water, and the experiences that he has with the rapture of the deep. Robert Ballard discovering a new form of life in the Galapagos Rift. It's amazing and inspirational. It's also an evening of great music. So I hope you'll come and see us. Yeah. It's Friday night at Beloit College, then Saturday afternoon at the River Arts Center in Prairie du Sac.
Now, when you aren't traveling with First Person, you are hosting NPR's Talk of the Nation, which we all hear weekdays, Monday through Thursday, from 1 until 3 here on the Ideas Network. Before that, though, many listeners might be familiar with your work as a reporter and as an anchor of many news events heard on public radio, including the political conventions and other political events. And also, you were host of NPR's All Things Considered. Tell me, if you can, the main differences that you've found in hosting Talk of the Nation, a call-in program, as opposed to hosting news events or a news magazine like All Things Considered.
It's interesting. The big difference is that the show we do now, Talk of the Nation, isn't scripted. You do a lot of preparation for the show. You know who the guests are going to be, generally, and you know where you think the show is going to go. But once the mic comes on and the light comes on and the director points at you, as soon as the first guest comes on, as soon as the first caller comes on, as soon as the first email comes on, what you'd plan to do changes. And the thrill of doing that every single day, it's a great challenge to do it. And Joy, I think you know the challenge of juggling a couple of clocks in your head at the same time when you're trying to hit breaks and that sort of thing. It's a technical challenge, but most of all, it's an intellectual challenge to try to keep up with people. especially the callers who come up with these amazing questions every single day. You mentioned earlier if people are too shy. I've not noticed that people are shy about calling in to Talk of the Nation, including people from Wisconsin.
That's right. Wisconsin listeners in particular love their call-in radio. And you mentioned that you know who your guests are going to be generally, but you don't always know who the callers are going to be until the day.
Oh, you never know who the callers are going to be. No.
Yeah. What do you find is added to a program like Talk of the Nation by adding the voices of callers?
You get a lot of different perspectives. You get a lot of people. First of all, you get a lot of really smart people who are mm-hmm. listening to the program, people who've thought about questions in ways that are different from the way I have or my producers have and come up with questions that we'd never thought of. And it's interesting also that if you want to challenge a guest, it's one thing for the host of a program to do it, and sometimes politicians or thinkers or policymakers, bristle at some kind of the questions from a journalist. But they have to treat a question from a voter, a listener, differently and engage them in new and interesting ways. So that's always fun to do, too.
Yeah. Do you find that you have regular callers to Talk of the Nation?
We do have regular callers in, but we try to, we do keep a list of people who call in regularly, and some of them are wonderful callers. They have great questions, but it's not a conversation. It's the Talk of the Nation. It's not a little coterie of people who call in every day. Mm-hmm. So we try to limit people to, one question every couple of weeks or so.
Yeah. How do you deal with the question, Neil, that I suspect you've been presented with? I know I have been presented with it, that anyone who works for public radio has probably been presented with it, is that being that public radio is liberally biased. Is it?
No, I don't think it is. And I think if people take the time to listen to public radio, they'll find that out for themselves. And that's the only test that's really meaningful. What are you going to do? Measure airtime for Democrats? If you just listen to the programs, I think you'll come to a different conclusion. The fact of the matter is, we get complaints from the left and the right. We get applause from the left mm-hmm. and the right. And our product is our best defense.
Yeah. What is the main difference between a public radio talk show like Talk of the Nation and a talk show that you might hear on, say, Air America or on a commercial AM station that might carry some conservative talker like Rush Limbaugh?
Those are great broadcasters, don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. I sit in admiration of them all the time. They do wonderful programs. But they're in the entertainment business. They're in the part of what they're trying to do is to generate heat and emotion. Well, we certainly hope that people enjoy listening to Talk of the Nation and to public radio. I'm in the news business, and it's not my job to try to get people angry. It's not my job to get the fur flying. Mm-hmm. It's my job to try to elicit light, to shed light on issues, to have a civil conversation, and to perform our educational function. That's really the difference. We're in the news business. They're not.
Yeah. What are you doing to ensure that your coverage of, say, the presidential race, which is hot and heavy right now in Wisconsin, is balanced and fair?
We have make sure that we have guests from both within the Democratic Party contest, for example. We make sure we try to have guests from both camps. We try to make sure that we have guests that are Republicans and Democrats. And again, there are a lot of different stripes of Republicans as well. Certainly, Governor Huckabee has a different base of support than Senator McCain does. There are people who are upset with both of them. We've had Ron Paul on the show, as I know you've had mm-hmm. There on Wisconsin Public Radio as well. You just try to make sure the diversity sustains. And one of the great privileges that you and I have that is rare commodity anywhere in broadcasting these days is time. We can take the time to explore some of these differences and elucidate some of the differences and find out why people think some of the ways. I always used to think of newscasts. I used to be a news executive at NPR at various times, too. I'm glad I got out of that business. Mm-hmm. But I used to think of newscasts as responsible for, who, what, where, and when, while the talk shows and the news magazines were interested in, I thought, much better questions of how and why.
Yes. We are talking with Neil Conan. He is host of NPR's Talk of the Nation, heard Monday through Thursday, from 1 until 3 here on the Ideas Network. And we are welcoming your questions for Neil about the work he does for National Public Radio and maybe about how Talk of the Nation is covering the presidential election or campaigns. 1-800-642-1234 is the number to call if you'd like to talk with Neil right now. In Madison, 263-1890. We will also encourage you to make a call to our pledge drive number as it is the last weekday of our winter pledge drive. Zippity-doo-dah. Thanks so much for your pledges. If you've called in already this morning or throughout the drive, or if you're already a member of Wisconsin Public Radio, but if not, this is your last opportunity on this last weekday. Anyway, if you're a regular listener to this program, this is the last time I'll be asking you during this hour. 1-800-383-9772 is the pledge drive number to call in your pledge of any amount. Any amount makes you a member of Wisconsin Public Radio. Any pledge goes toward paying for the programs that you value on this service and on our NPR News and Classical Music Network, for that matter. Listeners support this service. A full one-third of our budget comes from listener contributions. So you decide how much to pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio, but please do pledge at 1-800-383-9772. You can also pledge online at WPR.org. I'm thrilled to see that we have one person who decided that he or she wants to attend the We the People Wisconsin Anniversary Gala tonight in Madison at the Concourse Hotel from 6 until 8. A $365 pledge has come in, and that person will be at the Wisconsin Public Radio table at this fun event tonight in Madison. You can be there too, 1-800-383-9772. It's 6:36. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine, talking for the next 10 minutes or so with the host of NPR's Talk of the Nation, Neil Conan, who will be in Wisconsin next weekend. He will be narrating first-person stories from The Edge of the World, which is a multimedia performance, which includes Neil reading excerpts from the journals of great explorers and writers. It's illustrated with photographs and maps and art from the collections of National Geographic. And there's musical background, too, provided by Ensemble Galilee, a quintet that performs Irish, Scottish, and original music. You can catch First Person on Friday, February 22nd at Eaton Chapel at Beloit College at 8 p.m., so a week from today at Beloit. You can also see it at the River Arts Center in Prairie du Sac on Saturday, February the 23rd at 4 p.m. It's going to be part of the Fences Traveling Smithsonian exhibit. And you can see Neil and talk to Neil in person on Sunday morning, February the 24th, from about 10 until noon, right here at Vilas Hall, home of the Wisconsin Public Radio studios and offices. And we will be having a Wisconsin Public Radio open house, free to all listeners. We'll have some coffee and juice and cookies and conversation at the open house next Sunday, February the 24th. I'll be there too. Ben Marins will be here. Other Wisconsin Public Radio hosts and staff will be here, and we'll have some tours and we'll have some fun and some good conversation, I trust. And very happy that Neil Conan will also be on hand to shake your hand next Sunday, February the 24th, from 10 until noon here at Vilas Hall. There will be more information on all of these events on our website, and we'll be hearing some on-air promos, and our audience services office, I'm sure, can answer your questions via phone or email. But right now, we want your questions for Neil at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I wanted to ask you an emailed question from Susan in Green Bay, Neil. She would like to know, what do you do when you're not hosting or traveling around with First Person? What are your hobbies?
I have a couple of hobbies. First of all, I'm a ferocious baseball fan, so I spent a lot of time doing that, even at this time of the year. It's been regrettably busy in baseball this past week, as I'm sure some people know. I also have a terrible addiction. I'm a comic book collector. So
are you really?
Yes, I am. I have been since I was a little boy, and it's something I take great pleasure in, and I do so much reading for work, and it's such, you know, I'm reading Kwame Anthony Appiah on philosophy one day, or another book on politics the next, and the Middle East, and so when I'm not reading those things for work, I like to read something slightly less intellectually challenging.
Susan also wants to know, with such a busy schedule, whether you cook or whether you just eat out a lot.
I do cook a little. Mm-hmm. My wife cooks rather better and somewhat more, and we do eat out from time to time.
No. And I don't think it's a secret that your wife is Leanne Hansen, correct?
That is correct. There's a sleepy weekend edition Sunday host rumbling around in the other room.
Speaking of eating and baseball, in the next hour, I'm talking with the founder and curator of the world-famous Mustard Museum. Do you like mustard on your hot dogs at the ballpark?
I've worked enough in minor league baseball that I vowed after that I would never eat another hot dog again, but on a brat maybe.
Are you working on any other books? Your last book was Play by Play in 2002?
I'm not. Mm. It's the demands on my time are just too heavy to keep up with the program and to keep up with my traveling with first person. I did write that show, so it's I do some writing, but I don't have any other books in the works.
Do you have any observations on the Congress hearing testimony on the steroid use in baseball issue with Roger Clemens there talking before Congress?
It's interesting. I thought the first one in 2005 turned out to be useful. A lot of people said it was just going to be a circus. Well, it did prompt baseball to, and especially the players' union, to rethink their positions on testing, which did change significantly afterwards. Maybe not enough, but significantly. Interesting, after this week's hearing, Chairman Henry Waxman said at this point now he wishes he hadn't done it. Mm. So that's an interesting. Joy, I don't mean to interrupt, but I just wanted to say one thing. I've worked for National Public Radio for 30 years now. Mm. And during these fund drives, I think it's important for people to sit back just a moment and consider what all of us together have done. In a world where my New York Times this morning reports that they're laying off 100 people in their newsroom, the news business is changing incredibly fast. Newspapers are becoming smaller, less important. There's broadcast media is more and more concentrated in fewer and fewer hands. What we have all together done is to create a powerful, independent news-gathering organization. Wisconsin Public Radio, as important as it is, could not afford to keep bureaus in Beijing and Baghdad and Afghanistan and have a reporter in Karachi to cover the Pakistani elections coming up. That takes hundreds of public radio stations gathering together. They could not exist without the support of millions of listeners who call in and support the radio station. And they've created this news gathering organization, National Public Radio, which has proved to be so important to all of us. I will be happy on Sunday to go shake the hands of the listeners who have made all of this possible. Thank you for your support for public radio.
That's right. Thank you. And thank you, Neil, for reminding us of that, too. Steve in Lindenhurst joins us by phone. Hi, Steve.
Hi.
Good morning, Steve.
I'm a conservative, and I really listen to public radio to tune in to see how the other half thinks. And when I hear your straw polls for presidential elections, you know, usually you're leaning towards a Green Party candidate or the most liberal candidate on the ticket. So the audience is pretty obviously a liberal audience. And I know you do try to provide some balance. And oftentimes where there's a topic where you can bring both sides in, you'll do that. But when you pick independent guests, oftentimes it's a political science professor who has a very liberal point of view. Your callers tend to support guests who have a liberal point of view and attack those that have a conservative point of view. And that's why I listen to it. I kind of find it interesting to listen to a different way of thinking from time to time. But and I don't think that's so much with Talk of the Nation, but some of the other programming, particularly in the morning,
Well, Neil doesn't necessarily pick the guests that you hear on this program, Steve. What about Talk? I mean, what about Talk of the Nation?
Well, Talk of the Nation, I think, is pretty balanced, but and I don't catch it quite as often as I'd like to, but I find that show to be pretty balanced overall.
Yeah, and that's fine. We hear that from time to time, though. We strive on this program and all of our talk shows on Wisconsin Public Radio to bring you viewpoints and different guests, different political perspectives, cover all sides of issues. Sometimes, Neil, maybe listeners don't hear the every single day.
That's also true that people tune in from time to time. We try to get them to listen to public radio 24/7, but sometimes life intervenes. It's amazing how that happens. So, yeah, people can tune in and just catch one thing and say, oh, well, that reinforces my belief that this is this way or that way. I think if people listen over time, they're going to hear all sides of the issues. And the main thing I would say to Steve is thank you for tuning in. We appreciate that. And thanks for calling in, because you can affect the way the program goes by questions just like that one.
Yeah. Do you have any sense, Neil, if the listeners to Talk of the Nation or to public radio in general tend to be more liberal politically than not?
We have done surveys of listeners, and these are, I sometimes question the scientific veracity of these things, but nevertheless, the last one we did showed that a third of our listeners consider themselves to be liberal, a third of their listeners consider themselves to be conservative, and a third of them our listeners consider themselves to be right in the middle. I don't think that's a bad representation of the country. I don't think that's a bad audience to have.
And that's exactly the figures that I've seen, too. And I want to thank you so much for your time this morning, and I'm looking forward to seeing you next weekend in Wisconsin. We'll keep our fingers crossed on the weather, okay?
Thank you very much, Joy, and thanks for the opportunity to speak with you this morning.
Yes, thanks a lot. Neil Conan, host of NPR's Talk of the Nation. Neil will be on hand for an open house this Sunday, February the 24th, from 10 until noon. It'll be held here at Vilas Hall on the 7th floor on the UW-Madison campus. We'll be talking much more about this open house on the air. You'll hear some promos. We'll post some stuff on our website, but it will be a pleasure to see Neil in person on Sunday, and I hope you too. You're invited to be there. Free. Drink some coffee or juice and have some cookies and tour the station, and we'll have a good time next Sunday, February the 24th, at an open house with Neil Conan here at Vilas Hall. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's about 12 minutes before 7 o'clock on this Friday, February the 15th. Coming up after 7 o'clock, we're going to talk about mustard. That's right, mustard. We're going to talk with Barry Levinson. He's the founder and curator of the Mustard Museum in Mount Horeb, and he's just finished up a world championship mustard contest. He's the organizer and, I believe, a judge of this, and we'll be talking about what makes a mustard a world championship mustard and all things mustard coming up after 7 o'clock. Right now, Cheryl Gasser joins me. She is the director of talk programming at Wisconsin Public Radio. You like mustard, Cheryl?
I love mustard. I am a mustard person. And I'm also a Neil Conan person.
Yes.
What a great hour this past hour. I'm really looking forward to meeting Neil at the Wisconsin Public Radio open house, not this Sunday, but next Sunday, the 24th, from 10 until noon. You can come and meet Neil Conan. Joy, you'll be there. Ben Marins will be there. I hope Larry Mueller is going to be there. Lots of people from news and talk and music here at Wisconsin Public Radio. Hoping to meet you. And wouldn't you like to come, not just as a listener to Wisconsin Public Radio, but as a member, to be able to say, you know, I pledged during your last membership drive, I helped you reach your goal, and I love everything that you do here on Wisconsin Public Radio. That's why we're here right now, talking to you, asking for your financial support. And Joy, we've got a goal this hour of $2,000. How are we doing?
$365 raised toward that $2,000 goal. And that's because one listener this hour said that he or she wanted to attend the We the People Wisconsin anniversary party tonight in Madison at the Concourse Hotel from 6 until 8. It's We the People Wisconsin is a civic journalism partnership that involves Wisconsin Public Radio. We have been involved with this project for 15 years with other media partners around the state, including Wisconsin Public Television. And when you have seen debates for governor or U.S. Senate or Supreme Court, state school superintendent over the years, it's likely that We the People Wisconsin was involved in putting that together. Mm-hmm. And we're going to celebrate the 15 years of putting together these town hall meetings and getting citizens involved in these forums with this party tonight. We would like you to be there, too, for a pledge of $365. You get a ticket at the door. Show up. I will greet you there. I know that Sean Johnson, our state government reporter, will be there, and Michael Leland, our news director, will be there. I'm trying to twist Cheryl's arm to be there. Lots of political people from around the state, political candidates. The presidential candidates have been invited. We have no guarantee that any presidential candidate will be there. I do know that Barbara Lawton, our lieutenant governor, has confirmed, and she'll have a few words to say tonight at the event. There will be great food and refreshments and great conversation. Love to see you there at the We the People Wisconsin 15th Anniversary Gala. A $365 contribution is what we ask if you would like to attend this. It will support Wisconsin Public Radio and it will support We the People Wisconsin and future projects. 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772 to call in that pledge or a pledge of any amount. You can pledge anything you want. It will help out and pay the programming costs here at Wisconsin Public Radio.
A pledge of any amount makes you a member of Wisconsin Public Radio. I just want to mention, Joy, and let listeners who might be interested in attending that gala tonight, there's only 5 tickets left.
Oh, good.
So if you want one, call in now. Don't wait. Don't put it off. Call in and join in the wonderful evening that they have planned for you this evening. Hope to see you there. But again, a pledge at any level makes you a member. If you're a new member to Wisconsin Public Radio, you never pledged before, what about $5 a month? $60 a year. Is Wisconsin Public Radio worth that to you? I think it is. And if it's within your budget, then please be as generous as you can. Go to the phone, 800-383-9772, or you can pledge online at WPR.org. Just about 8 minutes left in the 6 o'clock hour to reach that goal, $2,000. And we want to reach these hourly goals to reach our overall goal. And the way we reach this hourly goal of $2,000 is pledge by pledge.
That's 800-383-9772. And the open house next Sunday, the 24th of February, that will feature Neil Conan and a bunch of Wisconsin Public Radio hosts and staff, is free of charge. Absolutely no admission at the door for the open house. But I think you would feel better if you attended that open house as a supporting member of Wisconsin Public Radio. And you would be able to shake Neil's hand and say, I pledged while you were on the air talking with Joy Cardine. And you heard Neil talk about the importance of funding public radio, and that it's quality radio costs money. It just does. In order to have bureaus all over the world covering news from all over the world at a time when newspapers are cutting back on staff and coverage, and other media sources cutting back on staff and coverage, a free and strong independent public radio is more important than ever. And we couldn't do that without your contribution of any amount at 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772 or pledge online at WPR.org. And just a little more than 5 minutes to go this hour, Cheryl, and still working toward that $2,000 goal. I was hoping on this, the last weekday of the pledge drive, we would convince you, if you've been procrastinating, to call in that pledge right now.
Because you listen every day. You wake up with Joy Cardine. You listen throughout the day. You listen on the weekends. We're here for you 24/7. We're asking you to support this station, your station, with a pledge of financial support at any level. Maybe consider the $10 a month level that you can pay for it all at once on a credit card right away. We can send you a reminder in the mail. You can mail us a check, or you can set up an electronic funds transfer where it comes out of your checking account a little bit each month. $10 a month, $5 a month, $100 a month, whatever is comfortable for you. You decide how much you'd like to contribute and make that pledge at WPR.org or 800-383-9772. Really want to make this goal on this last day for joy of the pledge drive.
And Cheryl, you mentioned $10 a month. That is about the average pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio. The $120 level or more entitles you to the member benefit card, which has all sorts of benefits at restaurants and B&Bs and cultural attractions all over the state of Wisconsin and in neighboring states. Two-for-one entrees at the restaurants, two nights for the price of one at the B&Bs. It's a wonderful thank you for your pledge of $10 a month or more to Wisconsin Public Radio. It will end up paying for your pledge in no time. Yet Wisconsin Public Radio will have that contribution to put toward the programs that you value, to pay for the programs that you count on. You also mentioned $100 a month, and some people might gasp at that. But absolutely not. Well, a number of people pledge $100 a month, and if that's comfortable for you, we welcome that pledge. If $10 a month is comfortable to you, we welcome that pledge. Any pledge, any amount is much appreciated and much needed at this time. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
And we do hope to see you at the Wisconsin Public Radio Open House on Sunday, the 24th of this month, so just a week and a few days away from 10 until noon. Neil Conan will be there. Joy Cardim will be there. Many other Wisconsin Public Radio hosts and personalities. And when you come to the open house, you'll actually see your dollars at work. We spend your contributions wisely. We pay for things like the telephone line, like the connection to get Neil Conan hooked up from Washington, D.C. to join Joy this morning and talk with you. You can take a tour of the studio, shake some hands, learn the faces of the people that you hear on the air every day. 800-383-9772 or WPR.org. Just a few minutes left. You know you've been meaning to make the pledge. You've listened to us throughout the drive and said, I'm going to do it this time. Don't put it off any longer. Please, pledge now.
We talk about politics a lot on this program. We talk about current issues and current affairs and issues in the news on this program day in and day out. The Week in Review is coming up every Friday in the 8 o'clock hour. You hear from two guests, different perspectives about the news of the week. Ed Garvey, Bill Krause coming in today to talk with you. And from time to time, we like to talk about a slice of life and lifestyle topics, and we're going to be doing that in our next hour. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to talk about mustard, of all things, and we've talked about mustard before. We'll talk about mustard with probably the biggest fan ever in the whole world of mustard. Barry Levinson is going to be in to talk about some world championship mustard recently judged here in Wisconsin. If that kind of variety is important to you, you enjoy hearing the wide variety of topics and guests talking about topics and issues that mean something to you, make your pledge right now at 1-800-383-9772, 1-800-383-9772, or WPR.org. About $500 raised toward that $2,000 goal. Cheryl, only a couple of minutes left, but I still think that we can do it with your help.
1-800-383-9772. It's up to you to decide to become a member, and the reasons for becoming a member are so varied. Maybe it's the fact that you wake up with Joy every morning and rely on her for news and information to keep you up to date. Maybe it's the news reports from NPR reporters and Wisconsin Public Radio reporters. Maybe it's the entertainment you get on the weekends. Your pledge goes to support all of that and more. But the most important thing is that you don't put it off any longer. Please, let's hear from you at 800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
And maybe you're a big fan, too, of Talk of the Nation. You know, we haven't been asking, at least in an extended fashion, on Talk of the Nation this entire pledge drive, trying to provide more hours of talk and coverage for you. So this would be a great time if you're a regular fan of Talk of the Nation, and we had Neil Conan on this hour, and you want to say, hey, I want to support that kind of programming too, I love Talk of the Nation, 1-800-383-9772. Make your pledge of any amount right now, 1-800-383-9772. Cheryl, thank you very much, and thank you so much if you have called in your pledge this hour or this drive. We really appreciate it.